Blog Talk Radio.
I am the sun, I am the moon, I am this open door. Forever growing, now I'm knowing I am so much more. I know for certain that before it lies a master plan. So here I am, just doing the best. With my heart, I will be listening. I'll take my chances. Come and carry me the drive away. I look for answers that will lift me up when I am down. Nothing more, nothing less.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for waking up this morning. Hot, hot, hot music with Dee Dee Foster. Who else is bopping? I'm bopping. Are you bopping this morning? Because I'm just jamming. I was listening to her music last night. And let me tell you, you got to pick up her new album, the Dee Dee Foster EP. I'm telling you, it's hot. We're going to play a couple more of her songs throughout this interview. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning, Joy.
Hi. We got people in the chat room. I just want to say good morning to Asia. We want to say hi to all the guests out there. Thank you again for listening this morning. I'm here in Philadelphia. Dee Dee's over in the West Coast. But now, you're originally from the East Coast, Ohio.
Yes, I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. I sure am.
So that was pretty brave just to go across the country. Oh, I want to be a superstar. What gave you the courage to do that?
I mean, you know, it's so amazing because, you know, I don't know. I guess I just thank God for having the courage to say, hey, I'm going to do this. But I had been, you know, I decided I knew I didn't want to stay in Cincinnati. And after college, I was like, okay, either I'll go to L.A. or Atlanta, because Atlanta was kind of sort of trying to happen in the music place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came out here to visit some of my friends that had graduated from school earlier. He was out here, one of my frat brothers. He was out here in L.A. trying to do the acting thing, a friend of mine named Sean Ross. And I came out here and hung out with him and the Q's for a while, and I just started meeting people.
Uh-oh, Q's? Did you say the Q's?
Yeah.
All right, we've got to give a shout-out to the Q's.
Shout-out to the Q's. I'm a Delta, all my Delta sisters.
Okay, Delta. Woo!
So, yeah, so I was, you know, we came around and hung out, and I was out here visiting him for, like, about 2 weeks. And got my little first audition and got my little first gig, and I was like, man, I'm not going back home. So it kind of like history.
So you got a taste. You couldn't go back. Now, I have on the website, for those of you who are listening this morning, if you're calling on your phone, check out the website. There's a clip of Dee Dee singing with Anastasia. How did you get the gig with Anastasia?
Wow. Let's see. I was working with actually this producer, Shep Crawford. He produced a lot of tunes, his most notable, the song Nobody's Supposed to Be Here by Deborah Cox, he wrote that. And he was doing some production for Anastasia, and her manager said that they were looking for some singers, and he suggested myself and one of my friends, Pam Olivia, and another friend of mine, LaShawna Dindy, for the gig. And I ended up staying on, I guess, the longest, and I was with her for a very long time. So, yeah.
Wow.
I got with her. Yeah, it was really cool.
So, we were talking earlier about traveling overseas. Where are some of the places you've been? You've been to Italy. Where else have you been?
Oh, man. Europe, she was very huge in Europe. So it was like I was with her for so long, and we never really did any dates here in the States. So basically everything was there. We toured Europe extensively. We've been to Paris, of course, Italy a zillion times. Spain is one of my favorite places. We've been to Portugal. And then we went down to Australia, and she did, you know, it's just, wow, she's been all over the place, mostly all over Europe, Turkey, Germany, all my buddies out there, and it's like she has
Germany, I was down there last year in October. Oh, yeah, great, great. Let's play one of your other songs. Let's play one of your other songs. It's Up to You, okay? Let me play that.
Oh, cool.
Never worry about tomorrow. If you live from day to day, everything you reach is gold. Don't hide the feelings left and show. Come and make the world unleash. Understanding keeps it sweet. Let it come and let it go. Hope falls down like dominoes. Life is what you're making, so it's up to you. Standing here.
Wow. You got to be strong to be in this business. I mean, you got a lot of hurdles. I mean, there's 60 million singers in the world, so to speak. You know, how do you keep going? What keeps you strong? What's the core inside you that keep you going to fight against all these different struggles?
Everything.
Stuff?
You know, it's really, I guess, you know, basically what has been instilled in me, the morals and values and that drive, you know, and of course the God in me is really what keeps me going. And I just had a great, strong mom. You know, some people out there know my mom's no longer with us, but my mom was a singer, songwriter, and, I mean, she was just a very, very strong woman. And she would talk to me and tell me different things like, you know, is this what you really want to do? Do you really want to be a singer? And I remember her telling me one day, you know, if you really want to do this, there may be some times when you may be homeless. You may have to live in your car. You may have, I mean, my mom was giving me these types of speeches.
Mm, she was giving you the real deal. Yeah, she was like, I'm not sugarcoating this.
She was giving me the real deal, and it was like the things that she said. And so when I first came out here, my mom, she was alive, and she was just basically trying to hold it down for me and, you know, encourage me. And I kind of realized, I think when I remember calling her crying sometimes, and, you know, because I went through a lot when I first came out here, you know, living with people and sleeping on sofas and floors. And I really wanted to give up at one time. And I remember, like, I'm going to come home, and you know what I mean? And I remember her just being that strong person, just standing there listening, you know, are you sure this is what you want to do? Are you sure? And I remember one time I was going to come home, and I was like, okay, I'm going to give up. You know, I went to school to be a school teacher. It's like, okay, I'm going to go back home and just teach school and give it up. And it's amazing. And I was talking to my grandmother, and I just thank God for her being there at the time because I lost her since too. And I was like, I'm going to come home, Grams. And she was like, no, you're not. And I just couldn't believe it because I thought,
wow. Wait. Your grandmother told you, like, don't go home. That's
my
support.
My grandmother. I couldn't believe it. And so I'm standing there, and I'm like, okay, Grams, no, I'm serious. I thought she thought I was joking. Like, no, I'm serious. I'm giving it up, and I'm coming home. Because it was a tour I was about to do, and it had just got canceled, and I was broke, and it was just too much. And I was like, okay, I'm going to come home. And my grandmother said, no, you're not. I said, are you serious? And she said, you're not coming home. She said, you haven't done it yet. You haven't made it. You know, you haven't made it. You're not coming home. And I was like, you're serious. You're making me go back. She said, yes, I am. You haven't done it yet. And I was just looking at her, like, and then she just made it light of it. And she said, and, you know, I need a maid. You haven't made it. I want to be rich and blah, blah, blah. She made me laugh. But she was serious and made me go back, and I'm so glad I went back.
Well, you know, talking about grandmothers, talking about families, you have another song called Safe. I just want to play a little bit of that also, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Who's got the tissue? I need some tissue. I mean, you know, your voice is beautiful. I want to say definitely the lyrics. That's one thing that caught me. Some songs, it's just the same old words over and over again. You probably heard it before, but you really have a story in your lyrics. How do you come up with your lyrics? Do you go to a special place? You sit on the beach? Where do you get your inspiration?
It comes from a lot of pain. You know, it really does. I mean, my mom, when she passed away, it was like all of a sudden. And a lot of that just came, Safe definitely came from that place. You know, Safe just definitely came from that place. And I just, after she passed away, it was just like all of a sudden she had a brain aneurysm. And I was actually in London with Anastasia. And we got the call, and Anastasia's people were great. And her manager flew home with me. And it was just all of a sudden. And my mom was very young. And most of these songs come from that because I had to find my strength. And really Safe, you know, I just really, you know, Jesus really spoke to me and just let me know, like, hey, I'm here. I have you. You're safe with me, you know. And, and I just really had to put everything in him. And that's where that song came from, you know. And that really it means a lot to me, that song does. And a lot of people, like when I do it at my show, we may have a tear or two there, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And it really means my family now, because now I'm a wife and a mom. And so it's like just being safe with my family now. So it's just, it means so much to me too as well. Thank you so much. And I just want to say hey to Asia too, because I know Asia's out there.
Yeah, she's there. I think she wants to call
Asia.
In. I told her to call. For everybody listening, you can call 646-929-0368. Press the number 1 on your keypad so that I know to pick up your call, because I do see people on the switchboard, but you got to press the number 1 so I know you want to ask a question. Now, also, your dad was a musician. Let's not leave him out. He was a lead singer of the quartet, the original Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. So how was that? Are you planning on playing some gospel? Oh, wait, let me get this call. I see a caller here. Let me take a question.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. Can I help you?
Good morning. This is Renee Bradford.
Hi, where are you calling from, Renee?
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina in the house.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, you know what, Joy? Listen, I want to tell you something. I just want to tell you how proud I am of Dee Dee. That's basically the premise of my call. I just want to say what a joy it is to see someone actually living out their dreams. Now, it doesn't help, you know, Dee Dee's my sister, but just to know.
That's okay.
But I just was overjoyed hearing the interview and hearing the life experience, but then also someone finding themselves and living out their dreams. That's so important, because I'm raising children. I've got children of my own, and to hear how you were just inspired, Dee Dee, by your mom and your grandmother, who said, no, you're not coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say just how godly proud I am. And I had to call in. I was just going to listen in, but I just had to call in.
Well, thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much, Renee. Kiss those babies for me. I hope to see you soon.
I will. And God bless you both. Joy, kudos to you for what you're doing, and God bless you too.
Thank you so much. Stay
you're
tuned.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to have family support and friends. And you and I both know a mutual person, Laura Jane.
Laura Jane Jones.
Let's give a shout out to Laura, because she connected us together.
She's over in Paris.
Yes.
Working.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
Laura
I think
Jane,
it's great.
I've been knowing her for a long time, and we started working with Jada Pinkett. That's how we met, when Jada had her little band, Wicked Wisdom, and we were singing background for that. And, you know, over the years, we've just been good friends and worked and did little things here and there. And so now we got some stuff we're working on together now, so we're really excited about it, some business stuff we're getting into. So that's really cool.
Well, Laura, if you guys are listening, you can check out Laura on my show. She was also on my show. I interviewed her, and you can listen to some of her music. Now, you have a website on MySpace. I put it in the chat room. But for those of you who are listening, can you tell them your MySpace address, Dee Dee?
Yeah, you can go to myspace.com/DeeDeeFoster, which is DeeDeeFoster. And, you can, you know, check me out there, listen to some of my music on there. I'm also on Twitter.
Okay.
So, Twitter, I think it's Twitter, that is it, Twitter.com.
Twitter.com, probably DeeDeeFoster. Yeah,
it's everything's DeeDeeFoster, so that should be easy to find on Twitter. And my Dee Dee Foster, my Dee Dee Foster website, the official one, is still under construction. One of my girls, Marta, is doing that over in Portugal. So I have, like, so many of my friends from all over just working and helping me out and working with different websites. I have a Spanish website, an Italian website.
Oh, my God.
Run.
Wow.
So, you know, you can just find me. You know, I'm there.
Find her anywhere. Well, today...
out. Yeah.
Let me tell you, you got people from the United States listening to you. You got people from Germany listening to you. You got people from the United Kingdom. I want to give a shout out to all the people in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Please, now, when can we pick up the album, or where can we download the album, the Dee Dee Foster EP?
Oh, you can get it, like, right now. You can get it on iTunes today.
Okay, go
copy,
to iTunes.
iTunes. You can go to CD Baby if you want an actual hard copy.
Okay.
You can hit me up. I can send you a hard copy, an autographed copy if you'd like.
Woohoo!
An autographed copy. I send that out to you. You can do that through PayPal. So, I mean, there's ways to get it. So just check it out.
Right.
It's on the internet. It's on DigStation, iTunes, you know, all those other little digital websites. Just check
it out. Okay, well,
Asia
just put up your DeeDeeFosterItalia.blogspot.com. Again, DeeDeeFosterItalia.blogspot.com. Big ups to Asia out there in Italy. I was in Florence.
All my fans in Italy. I love Italy. I can't wait to get
beautiful.
Back. Beautiful. Can't wait
The food,
to do a
I was in
show.
Yeah, Pisa. I was in Pisa. I was in Siena. I was in Florence. I mean, I'm itching just like you are to go back overseas. I haven't been to Spain, so that's some place I heard is great. I'd like to visit
Spain. Oh, it's
Spain.
Beautiful. That might be one of my favorites. Yeah, that and Italy. Of course, Rome. I love Rome, of course. You know? But, it's great.
So now you're working with Jennifer Hudson, yes?
Yeah, I really like her, too. It's like you work with different people, and you learn so much from different people. You know, I've worked with so many different people. I've really been blessed. And, you know, what I like about Jennifer Hudson is actually – that girl can really sing. So it's like so much fun.
Wait,
it's
this
so
is coming from
fun.
Somebody who can sing, too. You can sing, too, girl. I didn't say sing. I said sang, too, girl.
It was so much fun. She is awesome. And it's really, really cool, too, because during her show, she has an a cappella thing that we do, just she and the background singers. And it's really great when you can sing, you know, with somebody that really is just truly talented. And, you know, I'm able to hold my little note and the other background singer. We were just, it was so much fun. So she called us her Hudsonettes. And
wow.
We would do like this little a cappella thing, and we would come out and just sing without music, and that was awesome. So, yeah,
oh,
she's a beautiful
great.
Person, beautiful spirit. I really like her. Yep.
So now what are some of the things you do to maintain your voice? Because if you're constantly working, I mean, there's a strain on it. I mean, are there special things you drink, you exercise, you eat,
what?
You don't eat? What do you do to keep your voice
fortunately,
up?
You know, it's really cool. I mean, you know, as far as being just talented and just having that gift that God blessed me with, you know, my parents were talented. I'm just really blessed. But, you know, I think going to school and studying, having voice lessons really, really helped me to use my instrument correctly. And a lot of times I don't really lose my voice per se unless it's like I get sick or something like that. Because sometimes, like right now, I'm having problems with allergies because of the weather out here, and I'm draining a little bit. You know, so stuff like that I have problems with. So I'm a little scratchy today. But for the most part, rest. Really rest, and a lot of people don't realize how important rest is. You know, people ask me, what should I do? What should I drink? You know, rest and water when you're tired. And a lot of times we don't realize that, like, if we're listening to our iPods and our ears and we're singers, your vocal cords are still vibrating, so they're still working when you have that music in your ears. So that's a strain, too. So if you're really trying to rest your cords, you know, you shouldn't have any music in your ears. Let them rest. You know, and I do that, and a lot of coughing. You know, when you're sick, make sure you get that cough together because that can really hurt the damaged core. You know, the vocal cords damage them.
I think I got Asia here too. Let me bring Asia on the line. Asia,
oh, cool.
Can you hear us? Good morning,
Asia. You there?
I don't think she can hear us. Well.
Aww.
I think it's great that you have so many friends from across the globe, and I think travel is really important, especially for young people. Even if you're not in the arts field, just to get out the country, especially when you're young and you don't have a family. Now, you're a mommy, so how old are your children? Or how many children do you have?
I have two boys.
Two boys?
I have a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old. I just had a baby.
Wow, you just had a baby. Like, you just had a baby.
Yep, he's a little baby. I'm still doing bottles. I just gave a bottle to the ones just a minute ago. It's like, yep.
Oh,
I got
my God.
Baby.
Oh, my God. So how did your life change because of that? What's the biggest change?
It's amazing. I keep telling people, just wait. You know, because my husband and I, we've been married for 5 years. When we got married, we were both still working and traveling, and he would be, because he plays for Mary J. Blige. He's a bassist for her. So when he's on the road or something, if I wasn't doing anything, I'd fly out and see him and, you know, whatever. If I wasn't working or we meet up, we work together. But now everything has changed. So I'm home a lot, you know, do a lot of work here at home, studio work, session work and stuff like that, because when the kids come, that changes everything. It's like you think you're going to work a lot, but then when they're here, you realize I can't leave them. You know what I mean? I did tour when the 3-year-old was 2. That's when I went out and I was pregnant with my new baby. His name is Randall. And I was pregnant with him, and I did tour with Jennifer, so both of us were out there pregnant together because our babies are a month apart. And that was hard. I was crying a lot with the little one, but he was here with his dad, and my husband is a great dad. So, I just really had to realize he was going to be okay. But I did cry a lot. We did a lot of iChats,
mm-hmm.
and everything. But really it changed a lot. It's like, I don't go out as much. It's like a big deal when I go out. If I go out to hear some music or do a gig, it's like, I have to call the nanny. It's a big deal. You know what I mean? I'm going
out. Well, don't worry. It's going to get easier. I have a 16-year-old, and you'll be able to go out then. You'll be worrying about them going out and where they're going, who they're talking to. And they're going to think you're crazy and everything, so don't worry about that. I want to play one of your other songs, Be With You. I think that's a really beautiful song, too.
Thank you. Now that I finally told you, yeah.
Another great song from Dee Dee Foster. Check her out on MySpace. She also has a website in Italy, DeeDeeFosterItalia.blogspot.com. She's worked with Jennifer Hudson. Now she's a mommy. You also have some webisodes I saw on YouTube. Is that you? That's also you,
yeah,
yes?
I did. It's so funny. Because everybody says, I need to have a reality show because of my kids. They're hilarious. My 3-year-old, he is a bit much. So a lot of times I'll just put little stuff up and talk about what's going on in my career, and they're there. So they come in and do their little thing, the little kids and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I try to do those periodically.
Oh, my God. Let me try to get Asia again. She's on the line. I was saying, can you hear us, Asia? Hello? Oh, she can hear us, but we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Asia.
Yeah.
Hi, Asia. I love
but she
you.
Gives you,
thank
yeah.
You so much.
she wants to send her love. I do appreciate you trying. Sometimes technology, cannot be our friend. Even Dee Dee and I early this morning, we were trying to hook up. We're like cell phone, landline, this, that, and other, and it just happens that
yeah.
way, unfortunately. But just so you know, Dee Dee, there are people out there who are listening to you and love your
Asia's
music.
So great. She's working so hard on the different sides and just trying to get everybody in Italy to know about Dee Dee Foster. So now we're working, they're trying to get me on the radio over there because I want to come and do some shows out there. So they're working on that. I really appreciate them. Asia.
Oh, well, hopefully that'll work out. That'll definitely
yeah.
work out for her. You've been very blessed. You worked with Chaka Khan, Celine Dion, Jessica
yeah.
Simpson, Mary J. Blige, Stevie Wonder. Wait, Stevie
oh my
Wonder.
God.
Talk to me, girl.
Oh, my God.
Talk
Look,
to me.
Girl, I'm about to faint now just because.
Right?
It was amazing. Oh, my God. It was amazing. I did the World Music Awards, and I work a lot with Ricky Minor, who I thank God for because he calls me a lot to do some stuff, and I've been able to meet all these great people. We're doing the World Music Awards, and we didn't know who was going to be on the show, and we came in to rehearsal, and I saw this little piano set up, and I'm like, okay, don't tell me Stevie Wonder's going to be here. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, 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 right.
And honey, when he walked in there, I was like, oh, it was just great.
Can you give us a little something? Dee Dee, can you give us a little something this morning?
Oh, yeah, I'll do something.
Do a little something.
Okay, let me see. Let me think. Let me
all right,
oh,
all right.
Oh, nothing. Let me see. Hey, I'm going to do nothing day. Yeah. Hey. I can't seem to get out of bed. I got a million things running through my head. Too many things to do. Gonna just lay here till afternoon. Turn on some core TV. Gonna watch my show, Judge Maybelline. Put on some coffee, make some pancakes, break the routine. Today I'm feeling ordinary. Nothing's getting in my way. If I skip a day, won't change tomorrow anyway. Turn off my cell and get away. I'm gonna just do nothing, just do nothing. Call in sick and just go play. Just do nothing. just do nothing. Thank you, Joy.
I'm in the chat room. Asia's happy. I'm sure the people are happy. You got to pick up our album on iTunes. You said CD Baby.
So
they can actually get the hard copy of it on CD Baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You can also go to her MySpace page, Dee Dee Foster. You can check out her web episodes on YouTube. I mean, she is about to blow up, people. You need to pick
Thank
it up
you.
Now. So you can say, I had it first. I knew about it first. And Best That I Can is a beautiful song, very inspirational, safe. I mean, it definitely makes you feel warm inside. And, you know, I lost my grandparents, and I understand the feeling of loss to somebody close to you. It's just an unexpected wave that comes over you sometimes, and music can kind of help heal that. So I love having musicians on the show, and I just want to wish you all the best with your gigs and everything. And you said you're working with Laura Jane. Everybody check out Laura Jane. She also has a podcast with me. You can check out her music. I'll try to feature her so you can get to her interview easily. But just look up Laura Jane on Blog
yes.
Talk Radio, okay? So
That's
I want to what do you have words of wisdom for singers out there trying to make it? We got 2 minutes left.
Oh, don't give up. Don't give up, no matter what. I remember somebody telling me, don't move to L.A. because my friend William Burke, I'm going to put him on spot, he told me I would probably get lost in L.A. because there's so many different singers out here, and you would probably get lost and wouldn't probably get any work. I've been working ever since I've been here. I've been so blessed. I mean, from Stevie to George Duke to Chaka Khan I've worked with. So, I mean, just don't listen. You believe in yourself, practice, work hard, and just stay focused. Don't give up. You can do it.
You can do it.
Take care of your craft. Practice every day. Take care of yourself. You know, no smoking, stuff like that, stupid stuff. If you want this to be your instrument, there's no need to do things that are going to damage it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to
and
be
no
serious
stress.
About it.
No
yeah,
stress.
Of course.
For the men
yeah.
and the women. Women can be crazy. Men can be crazy. Just leave the stress, people. Just kick them to the curb, okay?
Kick them to the curb.
All right, men or women, take them to the curb. All right. Thank you so much, Dee Dee, for coming on the show this morning. I wish you all the
Thank
best.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, everybody in United Kingdom and Italy, United States, Germany, everywhere listening to the show this morning. Thank you. I want to wish you all a blessed day today. And please pick up Dee Dee Foster's EP, her Best That I Can, Safe, all the songs, wonderful lyrics, wonderful voice, a true talent. Tell your friends about the show. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, stay tuned. I'm doing another show at 12 o'clock with two wonderful authors, Tanana Reeve Du and Stephen Barnes. They just finished their third book in a series of Tennyson Hardwick novels with Blair Underwood. So you can check that out at 12 o'clock in a few minutes. But thank you so much today for listening. I'm going to go out with one of Dee Dee's songs, The Best That I Can.
With my heart open, listening, I'll take my chances. Come and carry me as I ride the wind. I look for answers.